happy Thanksgiving to everybody who's on. I know it's a day late, but playing on that day, which I've had a chance to do a couple of times now in my career, is always kind of a special event. And I thought our players and the coaches, starting with Bill and all the work that they put in this week, in a very short period of time, coming off of, you know, a big game last week against Indianapolis, really showed last night in their performance, you know, the complimentary game that everybody turned in yesterday with the kicking game and the defense and the possession that we were able to try to capitalize off, I thought really, gave us a big boost there last night. And I'm really proud of the way that the players played, how hard they played, and really the amount of preparation they put into it. And it's great to get a win, a chance to get a little bit of rest.
Hey, Josh, Tom Perrin, just had two quick questions. The first one is, obviously, coming back and, you know, reacquainting yourself with Tom as he is in 2012 as opposed to 2007, and getting to know Brandon Lloyd as he fits in this offense and all the other parts. Do you feel now, as we approach, week 12, that you have a much better handle on what the strengths are of each guy and how they all fit together?
Well, I think that, you know, obviously the more time we spend together, the more you get to learn about different phases of each player's game, and then how they all work together collectively to provide the plays or the performance that we're looking for from them, I think is all kind of tied together. I think that really what we try to do now is hone in on some of those things that either we feel like are strengths of those groups of players that are working together, whether that's throwing the ball between Tom and Brandon, whether that's a certain blocking combination on the edge with tight ends, whatever it may be. We're trying to maximize the strengths of their games. At the same time, we have a lot of work on the weak points. But maybe we're not doing as well, but we need to improve on as we go forward. And I think with Brandon and Tom specifically, to your question, I think there's definitely some real good, and then we're always going to try to find a way to make some things that we didn't hit positive as we go forward. And I know that those two guys have worked extremely hard to try to get that done, and hopefully we're going to start seeing more and more results as we go down the stretch here.
And my second question is, as you go through the season, are you in, as we enter maybe this last quarter portion of the regular season, at a point where you're still adding, or are you fine-tuning and pulling things out of the game plans and playbook and saying, we're going to perfect as opposed to add?
I think that the core of our offense is always going to be, kind of what you come out of training camp with. The core of the offense, I think, has to maintain itself as you go through the season. But I always think that there's things that you need to take and add to it as you go based on the defense that you're seeing that week. And it may not be like a brand new protection, but maybe it's a route combination that we've never used from that protection off of a formation that we've used previously. I think those are the little things that we try to, make sure that we're sensitive to. And you've heard the term and the phrase self-scouting before. And a lot of that has to do with looking at yourself and seeing what other teams are seeing and then trying to go forward and either protect things that you're doing well or give them something new to think about as you go forward. So I don't think that ever stops. I don't think there's a period of time where you just come to a point in the season where you stop doing that. I always think you can make yourself better by complimenting some of the things you do well. And hopefully that's what we'll continue to do here the last 5 weeks of the regular season.
Thank you.
You got it.
This team has really, thanks, this team has really shown an ability this season to force turnovers on defense and then convert those turnovers into points on offense. And I kind of get the sense that they're feeding off each other. So I just wanted to ask you sort of about that dynamic and why you think it's so important offensively to kind of validate that turnover with points.
Well, I think that the defense, first of all, the defense has done an incredible job at turning the ball over this year. And anytime offensively we can get an extra possession that way or a possession that starts in positive territory, where we don't have to move the ball 70 or 80 yards, you know, to score, I think it's a great advantage for any team. And I think that you are right that, you know, when the defense creates a turnover, when the special teams creates a turnover, you know, some of the times this year they've actually scored with the ball, which I think the offense gets a tremendous amount of energy from. And, you know, and you just kind of, your whole sideline gets a lot of life thrown into it. And then other times, you know, they create the turnover, whether it be an interception or a big hit and a fumble. And without question, that just puts a spark into not only the offense, but the entire team. And I think we, you know, we usually go to, you know, we always take the field with the mindset that we want to score touchdowns. And maybe there's a little extra incentive to follow through on a great defensive series that resulted in a turnover with 6 points. But I think our guys, you know, have really tried to respond to those quick changes where all of a sudden we're on defense and then bang, we're on offense right away, you know, in great field position. They've gone out there and they've just done a nice job of executing in those situations and really trying to cap off those turnovers with scores.
Hey, Josh, I just have a couple questions. First, Julian Edelman's had a pretty good stretch offensively and on special teams. What have you seen from him that's allowed him to sort of break out this week?
Well, I think, you know, Julian has really had, you know, I would say a strong overall year where he's really tried to continue to work hard and get better, starting back in the spring and then in training camp. And then, you know, he made a few plays for us there in the early portion of the season before he had the hand injury. And then now he's really kind of worked it back into things. But Julian's work ethic is obviously a very big positive for our offense. You know, he goes to practice every day, and all he does is try to do everything we ask him to do with great effort, pays attention to detail, and I think as a young player, he's getting better and better. And I think this is just a simple case of, you know, he's had some opportunities based on the way the defense has played our offense. And when the ball has come his way, he's really done a nice job of taking advantage of those opportunities.
And lastly, Shane Vereen, you guys have a good complementary group of running backs. Now that Shane Vereen has really been able to do it on the game field, what does that do to increase the talent level or the complementary level that you guys have in that room?
I think, you know, Shane is again, another young player that has been patient, continue to work extremely hard and prepare each week. And, you know, his opportunities, you know, have picked up in certain situations or in certain games based on, you know, either what the defense is doing or what our plan was going in. And I think he's, again, you're seeing him take advantage of the opportunities that he's been given. We have a lot of confidence in the entire backfield, the group that is in that room. There's a lot of young players that we know will continue to work hard and try to get better, but they all kind of have carved out roles for themselves, and I don't think anybody on our team, you know, feels bad if any one of those four players has the ball in his hands on any play, whether that be, you know, Steven or Shane, Danny or Brandon. They've all done good things with it this year, and, you know, we would expect that, you know, they continue to work hard and improve and do that going forward.
Hey, Josh, obviously without Rob last night for the first time, But you got Aaron back for the first time since week six. Could you just talk about how important it was and good to see Aaron back on the field? And then also, it seemed like Daniel was sort of the one that called upon to take up a bunch of the snaps that Rob usually locks.
Yeah, it was, certainly good to have Aaron back. And, I was pleased with, the amount of snaps he was able to play. I thought his conditioning was for being off for such an extended period. I thought he hung in there and did a nice job in terms of trying to fight through it and give us everything he could give us in the game, which was good. It's great to have a guy like that back. Certainly he's a guy who can do a lot of things with the ball and made some key plays for us last night again. And hopefully we can just build on that as we go down the stretch here with Aaron as he plays more and more each week. So that was good. Daniel Fells really did a nice job of carrying out his role in the game plan. We asked a lot of different things of Daniel last night. Asked him to do some different things in the running game. Asked him to pass protect at times and made a big catch there for a big chunk gain there in the third quarter, I believe. So, we've got a lot of tight ends certainly that are capable of doing different things. The way we saw best of playing last night, we had a two of them on the field predominantly most of the game, and I thought those guys gave us some production and really allowed us to play the game we wanted to play.
Josh, I just wanted to ask you, when you guys get such a big lead, like you had last night, like you had against the Colts, does that sort of allow you to, maybe experiment's not the right word, but maybe use different plays and see how they'll work and if they'll work in a live game situation? Not to be cavalier about it, but just maybe to try things that maybe you couldn't try if the game is closer.
I don't think so. I think that when you get into that situation, if you're ever fortunate enough to be in a situation where you have a big lead the second half, I think you're balancing a couple things. I think you want to try to play the game the way that you set out to play the game until the decision has been made to change that. And our mentality is always going to be to go out there and try to score, and that's what our job is. That's why we're on the field. And I think our team knows that. We respond best to that. And I think that that's what our mentality is. I think that, you also have to make sure, under those circumstances, that like you do on every other play of the game, but maybe even a little more so at that point, is you just got to take care of the football and make smart decisions and realize that, you don't want to put yourself in jeopardy of doing anything to put them right back into the game. So as far as plays or specific things are concerned, I think we just call the game the way that we would call it, try to be aggressive and go down and score points and finish every drive with a touchdown if we can. And I think our guys respond to that and did a decent job of that last night.
On a lighter note, has Rob Ninkovich lobbied you to get some time as maybe a tight end with those hands that he has?
I think we got enough tight ends. Rob's doing a good enough job on defense. He can stay over there. Thank you. Have a happy holiday.